Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 198 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, don't worry. We still record like it's our first time here as well. You know, our goal is always to bring you an entertaining show, yet sometimes you just get a show. My name is Jeremy, and with me today are two men whose lifelong goal is to have sex with Muppets.
I guess this is where I say my name. I couldn't fucking hear a goddamn thing.
We know that you're not going to hear anything.
Normally we can hear you, like, kind of lead up to what we say, but then it was just nothing.
It was nothing.
Might as well start learning to read lips.
Or just read the script that I write every week.
I was, but I couldn't tell when the fuck you were. You can't hear anything. So all I see is just...
Oh, okay. I try to point. Okay, so I don't do that many guns in the air. I'd run out of bullets. First of all, why would I shoot that high? There's nothing up there, and I'd get really excited, but once again, run out of bullets.
Don't tell me. Was it the Santa Claus 2? Hey! Over here! Lady, look at me!
Oh, man.
Remember at the very end? Yeah.
I was there. So, that's Doug, by the way. Doug, you want to introduce? Hi, say hi.
I'm Doug, and that's Fuckface Kevin.
That's me! Oh, how did you know my secret name? Did you go to high school with me?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Kevin hashtag, or wait.
What?
Kevin hashtag.
Ruined already.
Kevin hashtag.
Hashtag Kevin hashtag. But the hashtag at the end is H-A-S-H-T-A-G.
Did you guys did you get made fun of in high school a lot, Kevin and Doug and no. Jeremy?
Kind of. I mean, like, it was weird because I looked a lot older in high school because of the fact that I had like a goatee and people still didn't grow facial hair yet. So everyone thought I was a senior. So not many people, at least my freshman year, not many people fucked with me because they thought I was a senior. So it was great. I didn't have to worry about like getting pennies thrown at me or, you know, getting fucked with, you know, being, you know, like a hairy motherfucker. So I'd say like the fuck within the it was more shit talking, and it was like yo mama jokes, which I was fully fucking prepared
for.
I
was all about the yo mama jokes.
Dude, we used to have it at lunch. We'd have like yo mama offs or whatever, you know, just fucking shit like that. Mm-hmm. And this kid came to school with a sheet of paper filled with yo mama jokes, and I still beat him.
Give me a couple of your best mama jokes.
Yeah, do it. Let's do it.
Let's see. This is one that I used back in the day because, you know, it was during the Malcolm X years. Yo mama's so fat.
Okay.
She had to wear a Malcolm X jacket. Helicopters kept trying to land on her back.
Okay. Your mama is so dumb that when we said it was chilly outside, she went and got a bowl.
Oh. Yo mama is so fat. When she jumped up in the air, the radio skipped.
Okay. Your mama is so dumb, she sat on the TV and watched the couch.
Yo mama's so dumb, she thought Taco Bell was a Mexican phone company.
I'm sure this one everybody does. Your mama's so fat, she sat on a quarter and made change.
Speaking of quarters, yo mama's so dumb, she thought a quarterback was a refund.
yeah, that one locked in.
You've got you're
ready to go.
You are really good at this. I'm like
high school is coming back to me.
I'm trying to remember all these jokes that were in here. I'm done. I think that's it.
I win.
Yeah.
I win.
So
Doug, you got any for the house? You got any for the crowd today?
No.
Those were the
Doug's
days.
Like, I will not participate in this elementary behavior.
Fucking
he was like, hard. I was in a band and I was cool, so fuck off.
Much. Nailed it.
I was in a band in high school. We sucked, but I was in a band. Well,
we sucked. We sucked too, but it was still, I don't know.
I listened to bands in high school.
Yay. Good for you.
No, I was the douchebag kid in high school. Surprise, surprise,
surprise. I was pretty much I kind of kept to myself in high school. I had a couple friends, but you know, I played on the football team and everything. And during football season, everybody was friends. But after that, there's, you know, don't talk to me. I guess I don't know what that was up with that. It's kind of strange. Yeah.
I was the floater in high school. Like, I was able to get along with a bunch of different groups.
Of course, because you're so fucking happy.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're
but,
you're just a good guy.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart. You're not so bad yourself.
No.
But yeah, I mean, I was basically, and then it was like a few punk rockers in the school, and it was like me and two other dudes, and it was funny because the security guard would be like, "Where the freak at?" You know, like one of us was missing. "Where the freak at? He's right there."
So your name was the freak at? You were named right the here. Freak.
The freaks.
Oh, because, the freaks.
You know, like, I went to a predominantly, like, say, hip-hop high school. It was an urban high school. So, I mean, like, I'll tell you, like, I was one of, like,
you said
seven.
Hip-hop. You said hip-hop high school. I thought, like the entire school, just, you go in and that's all you learn about. I went to a hip-hop high school. I really learned the history,
like,
of it.
The drum line was dope as fuck. That was the one thing that got everybody, like, together. Like, gangs would reunite, you know, just, like, everyone would just be all cool when it was like drumline time. Like, the music class would just be fucking lit. It was like seven white people in my high school, and like six of them were Polish kids. Like, it just didn't make sense. So yeah, it was very interesting. You know, it was high school.
Any bullies? Did you guys get bullied?
It was weird because there was bullies there, but it was mostly like gangsters. I mean, it was literally legitimately gang members going to my high school. Mm-hmm. Like, my freshman class was like 400. Our graduating class was like 75. People either got shot or just dropped out.
I didn't have any in high school. I had them in middle school, like, because they carried over from grade school. And I went to the same middle school. So essentially, I was hitting on the wrong girl in middle school. And it was the popular kid's girlfriend, and then he got all butt hurt, and then made his fucking life's goal to ruin my goddamn life in middle school with him and his friends. It was terrible.
That was elementary school for me. There was some bullies there, but I mean, it was once I got out of that, like, high school was more of like a, like I said, kind of fear for your life at sometimes, but I mean, otherwise it was cool.
Yeah.
Like, every homecoming dance or every kind of dance that our high school would have, there would always be people like, "Yo, hey, Cobra's gonna shoot after this, so be careful."
Ooh, like, you had a fucking gang called Cobra?
Spanish Cobras, dude.
Holy fucking shit.
Oh yeah, you had the gangs the that frequented my high school. You had the Eagles, Spanish Cobras, I think Disciples hung out every
okay.
once in a while.
You're naming 2-6. Football teams.
The Jets,
the Sharks.
The Jets and Sharks. Yeah, No, like, they were legitimate gangs, man.
You're confusing gangs with football teams.
But yeah, it would always be like after a fucking prom or whatever, or after a dance, they would have to like worry about it. One year,
like, in the middle of a football game, the fucking the Eagles would storm the field and just beat the shit out of our own gang.
No joke, this 100% happened, by the way. I'll give you two quick stories during the dances. One dance, the DJ got kicked out of our school because he was hiding a gun in one of the speakers. I swear to God, that on all things holy, that happened. The other one is we had this like local DJ who got famous. He had this song called Dookie Booty. It's like, "She got a big old Dookie Booty. She got," you know, like, stuff like that. They actually like hired him to come to our high school and do a dance, and they did that song. So I got to see that shit live.
Druid asked in the chat, "Kev, which is more intimidating, the blue barracudas or the green monkeys?"
That sounds like some drug shit that I never got on. I don't know. I never saw green monkeys or blue barracudas.
It sounds like bands from the 70s.
Yeah.
Legends of the Hidden Temples, guy. Come on.
Are those from Legends of the Hidden Temple? I don't know.
Yes!
Yeah, see, Link knows. Link's from Chicago. He knows that shit, dude.
The Latino kings or Latin kings, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
He can back me up on that shit, yeah.
We had them, too.
Yeah. Okay.
That was my high school life.
I didn't really ever get. I got bullied a little bit in elementary school by some kids, but then I got taller than all of them, so that kind of stopped.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, man. I never had any.
No rough life for Doug because he was, as Ed says, the MTV star. So.
No, I mean that was no.
He was on MTV.
Were you? A couple times. Yeah.
Here we go.
But that was all after high school. But during high school and stuff, I was kind of like what Kev said, like the floater, the person that just kind of went, had a bunch of friends in a bunch of different groups. And I was the, I'm pretty much the same as I am now, but I was a little meaner to people, but only those who deserved it. I was not one of those people that would like just single a random kid out and just pick on them. It would be like some dumb bitch or something. There's one that comes to mind. This chick names, her name was Shelly. Her name was Shelly. That's already. And then two, she was fucking rude to like our teacher. And it was like a teacher that I actually liked. And I just couldn't, like, it was like, I can't do this. Like, you, So our class was during one of the lunch periods. So she'd be like, oh, I've got to use the restroom every fucking day. We'll go to the cafeteria. And we had lunch immediately after this. We'd go to the cafeteria and we'd come back with, like, because Pizza Hut had food at our school. So she'd come back with, like, breadsticks from Pizza Hut and, like, a little pizza. And then eat in class. And every time you'd be like, you can't do that. And she's like, well, I already bought it. So I started calling her Smelly Shelly because she's just a fat bitch. And I started drawing these cartoons about her and animating them, and like they got passed around the school, so everyone knew about fucking Smelly Shelly. It was really fucking mean, and I like sort of regret it, but also at the same time, fuck that bitch. I hope she landed in a gutter somewhere and everyone has forgotten about her existence while her bones and body just decay into ash and dust somewhere fucking else.
Holy shit, that took a dark turn.
Well, if you like our banter, please subscribe to us on iTunes. We're also on Audio Boom. You can find us on Google Play and Spotify. Thank you for thank you, Audio Boom, for supporting us. And please keep
supporting
us.
This will be our last
us.
Show. Audio Boom with their anti-bullying campaign.
Okay, now just to be fair, if her bones do show up somewhere in a gutter, it had nothing to do with any of it.
Oh, God. Yeah. So you can find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek and according. And of course, Twitch every Monday where we stream live and we can't take it back.
Yeah.
Also, you can check out some of our other shows on the network. We got 8-Bit Legends. If you like the CW, if you like superheroes, check that out. If you like wrestling, then we have Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. If you like life advice, you can check out Brainberry Tarts. And if you like D&D, and if you like Star Wars, you can check out 8-Bit Saga. We got some good stuff going on all those shows. And as always, it's still 8-Bit Xmas, so we're bringing you a ton of reviews of all of our favorite Christmas past movies. And next week is what? What are we doing next week, Doug, for the official show?
Oh, shit. We talked about doing Elf.
We did. Okay, Elf it is.
Someone wanted to pick something else, but I was like, I thought we were doing Elf.
Okay, Elf it is. We're doing that to finish off the month, and it'll be fun and exciting. And then, of course, everybody else has something going on, too, so they're going to give us some fun stuff.
Big thanks to the other podcasts that contributed this month, too. It's been amazing. Like I said, Movie Films with Bill and Steve. We Talk Games. We Talk Games hasn't come out yet, has it? I'm looking forward to that one.
No, that comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah, Bri-Fi Podcast. Who else did we have there besides all of our podcast community?
We did. Bri-Fi helped us out. Movie guys, and then
I think the last week is We Talk Games. Along with Brainberry.
So We Talk Games is the last one.
So. Oh, that's awesome. No, big thanks to those guys. Please support them. Check them out. Check out their podcast. It's been great. We always have a fun time, like just being a part with them and partnering. So give them your love.
And give us your love on Patreon, where you can help us pay for some good old-fashioned content coming your way and cons and shit, advertising. Mm. Anyways, we talk about it every week. You know what we're doing with it. As always, all that money goes stored away for the stuff that we need for the show to make it better. And we always thank you so much for the support that you guys give for that. For as little as a dollar a month, we give you some extra content. We give you a pre-show over there that you can listen to, some pretty funny stuff. Today's pre-show, we all go a little Valley Girl. And Doug and Kevin weren't on board, but after they started their voices, they fully embraced it. So...
it's so easy to be catty.
It was good stuff. Let's get into the meat of this fucking podcast, guys, with some misconnections. All right,
let's do it.
What everybody came to listen to. What it's what hooks you in, Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them, but we do ad-lib a little bit. And we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
And if you're new to the Twitch community, there's no sound there because Skype is a piece of shite. And it stopped working. So,
well, there goes our Skype sponsorship.
Yeah. Well, we never fuck them. Fuck them. Just fuck them. Hey, where's Sean? Is Sean around?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, yeah, hi, Sean.
What's going on, man?
Do I have two this week? Because there seems to be four.
No, we're giving Kevin two.
Oh, okay. Merry Christmas. Right.
Merry Christmas.
Just making sure. This one is at Planet Fitness at Lake Elsinore. Yeah. Male for women. My body is athletic. My height is 6'1", and my age is 30.
Young and tall.
Young, tall, and tight.
Well, all right.
Because I've been going to the gym, and I'm lean and tight. My muscles are just, they're busting out of my skin almost. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, ooh, could that get any tighter?
I could dig it.
You could get tighter. I mean, what's your fat percentage?
Oh, like 0.5%.
Can't get any tighter.
Looking pretty svelte there, buddy.
If I get any tighter, I think I'll die.
Seriously, if you get any tighter and you have a boner, it's going to rip through the skin of your body.
Jesus.
Well, that's a good turn.
To the lady at Planet Fitness, your ass is so perfect. You are there between 7 and 10 a.m. every day. Almost. Perhaps with your boyfriend? I am there every day also. I'm curious if you've ever noticed my bulge through my shorts.
Oh, God.
I want to peel those black workout pants off and eat your pussy from behind. Then I want to fuck it nice and deep until you come on my cock.
Wow.
This is at LA Fitness, Lake Elsinore. Tell me what color your shirt was today. If that's that is you.
I mean, damn, that really got right to the point.
And I love how he was so nonchalant at the end. He just went right into it. He's like, hey, tell me what shirt you're wearing today.
Yeah.
Like, damn. I was going to say, at least it wasn't his Planet Fitness. If he would have grunted, he would have got kicked out.
It was Planet Fitness.
Oh, it is. Okay, no grunting then. You heard about that? If you grunt, like a loud alarm goes off and you get a warning. And then if you do it again, like you kicked out.
Yeah, I toured one a couple months back and I went in there because it's like $10 a month and there's one like 5 miles down the road. And it's all about, well, here's another weird thing.
Bodybuilders allowed.
They serve pizza there once a month. They give you pizza.
Carb load, man.
They're like, hey, you've done a great job this month. Load up, buddy.
Yeah.
So for
change it all back so we can keep your membership, basically.
Wait, I haven't heard anything about this grunting stuff.
You
can't grunt. If you grunt loud enough, there's like mics that'll catch it and like there'll be like some loud annoying alarm.
No, there's a button at the desk. And the desk is right across from the free weights, and there's an alarm, there's a light on top, like on the wall, and then in giant fucking letters it says no grunt zone. Because it's supposed to be a safe environment for everybody who goes to the gym. And I guess bodybuilders get really fucking loud and grunt. And so you can't do that there. You can lift weights, but you can't be like,
you can't, what was it? There's no like, fucking, there's a type of, you can't slam your face down.
Why the fuck am I at Planet Fitness?
Unless
no
you can fuck without grunting. The official name of it is the Lunk Alarm, LUNK. So there you go.
And so they were like, yeah, if you get three grunts in a session, If you get three alarms, then you're out.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. No deadlifting. If you like, if you drop your weights and it makes like a huge weight sound, like the lunk alarm goes off.
Yeah, it's real fucking strange.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you see a whole bunch of just like, you see people in there when I was visiting that aren't in shape at all. Like they haven't made any progress because they're just there to like, they've got TVs, like the workout equipment has like drink holders. It's just there to, it's like, hey, do you want to go hang out at the gym?
Put your water and your protein shake somewhere, bro.
There's no, yeah. I saw sodas. This is a slice of pizza and soda.
There's a pizza holder right on the treadmill there.
There's a pizza holder.
There's people that walk up to you and feed you while you run.
It's for people that like they want to just watch TV, but they also want to like feel like they're doing something active.
Exactly.
I mean, basically, it's supposed to be some kind of no judgment zone kind of deal. Like Ants is saying in chat, there's also a dress code so people don't feel feel bad about how fat they are. It's really weird. I guess if I wanted to sound like an asshole, I'd be like, oh, it's the millennial gym, you know, participation, you know, shit like that. But you know. It is what it is. I mean, you can go there.
I wish our Planet Fitness had a no dress code because I'd like to see this bitch in no dress. What's up?
Sean coming back.
All right. I didn't have anything prepared, so get ready. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Oh, we didn't even have to say his name three times.
Nope, God, I'm just here hanging out.
I think it's our fault for allowing him to be on the 8-Bit Saga with me.
Hey, is that you, Sean?
It is.
What's going on? Hey, was that you that I saw over there at the Planet Fitness?
It was. Did you see how fit I've gotten? I'm super fit now. I liked how you look in your Transformers movies, so I used it as inspiration to get super fit.
Yeah, I saw you over there doing some things. How was that pizza you were eating?
It was very good.
Good, okay.
I have not eaten actual carbs in like 7 weeks, so it was very delicious.
Did you see me leaving? They kicked me out for grunting too much.
Well,
they kicked out Marky Mark.
Well,
unbelievable.
You were being very loud, and it was making me very uncomfortable.
I was lifting like this, okay? And I was like, Transformers! Transformers 2! Transformers 3!
You weren't even in the first three movies.
I know, I like to think about it, though, as motivation.
God damn it.
So anyways...
They keep letting you back in.
Anyways, I got something to tell you guys, okay?
Uh-huh.
Listen, I know you guys know I'm married and everything, but we got like this open relationship... I gotta tell you about this.
Does your wife know about this open relationship?
Of course, she supports it as long as I don't get him pregnant. Anyways, I gotta tell you about this Yucca Valley guy. Okay, girl. Oh, girl. Yeah. Okay. She was at a Circle K. She works there. I'm a male. For women. At the Yucca Valley. Okay? Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Kev, what's going on?
Hi, Mark.
Haven't seen you in a long time. Anyways, let me tell you about this girl.
I've been avoiding you.
That's not nice. Okay. I'm going to have you over for dinner, okay?
Yeah. Send that invite.
Yeah.
My new address, though, so that's cool.
Tell your mother I said hi.
I will, Marky.
Anyways, you're a girl, okay? And you work for Yucca Valley Circle K, and you're beautiful. Okay? I'm too scared that I might make you uncomfortable if I tell you, make me feel. Yeah, that's what it says. That's what I wrote. I'm not a kisser. Well, because those lips are for my wife. But every time I see you, I just want to grab you by your hair and kiss you. I like your teeth.
Oh, God. Weird. Oh, no. What?
And I like your hair. I like everything, okay, that I can see on you. It's like, I'm not desperate for pussy. It's just, you're fucking attracted to me, okay? I guess I'm an admirer. And if you wonder what beautiful lady is, they're all beautiful. But then my eye is drawn to was working today.
What?
It's Thursday, and you're working with a guy with glasses, okay? It was evening time. I think you know who you are. I'd like to get to know you. Hit me up. I'm sure you know who I am, you know. Come through the store, walking around with Transformers t-shirt on, with Wahlburgers. Anywho, mock you out. Bye, Sean.
See you, Mark.
I'll see you on that 8-bit saga.
Oh, you fucking know it.
All right. Kevin.
Hi, Marky.
Hey, happy winky holidays. Face, okay? Winky face all the way.
Oh.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Bye. God. Why does he keep doing this to me? He keeps sending me mail. I just keep doing return to sender. Just like old address. New phone. Who is this?
New phone. Who dis?
I like Link. He's like, every week this show gets to be too much.
Yep.
Ant says, I like your teeth. I want to make a necklace out of them.
Oh, shit.
Seems legit.
Nice. Transformers.
So what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Hey!
Y'all ready for this holiday? Yo, what up? Marky, I thought you left. My bad.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, since you all are here, can I ask you a quick question?
Question? What's that question, baby?
That's just a question, okay? It's a new millennial talk or some shit. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to... I gotta stay young with this movie game, okay?
Sure. All right, I can hear it. I can hear it.
Hey, do you guys want to do... Next week, you want to do an advice show?
Oh, fucking know it.
All right, cool. Let's get together.
Let me pencil you in my schedule, though. I got some things going on, but you know what? I'll make time for my Marky.
That's what's up, okay? Me and you, we'll get some fried chicken together, okay?
Excuse me?
Yeah, me and you. Go get some fried chicken and some grape soda. I know.
Shit, Marky.
I know what you like.
You son of a bitch. You know that.
All right, peace out.
Why can't we just have Wahlburgers or something? Why you gotta make it all racial?
Because we know you can't afford Wahlburgers.
Son of a bitch. You're doing me dirty, guys. You're doing me dirty.
Listen, you shop daily at Walmart, and most of the time you don't actually buy stuff.
I don't buy stuff at Walmart. I go to talk to the ladies at Walmart. It's easy pickings. It's like shooting fish in a barrel with a shotgun.
It doesn't even seem that you really even, like, actually talk to the ladies at Walmart. It just seems like you just kind of stalk them around the parking lot, and then you, like, jack off in your car to them.
Listen, I make my presence
known. Or you comment on their farting as they walk by you in, like, the produce aisle or something, you know?
No such thing as bad publicity.
Oh, my God. Also, we just want to let everyone know out there that we're playing characters. It's just like Hollywood, you know? We're not really racists. Sorry, Link.
Like I said, not really racist. Like there's still a possibility out there.
Listen, you gotta keep people interested. Maybe someday, you know, they're like, bitch. I gotta see what happens next.
Right. Now Breitbart is gonna promote our podcast. Breitbart or whatever.
Alright, Kev, you got two this week. Let's hear it happen.
Check this out. This first one's about, you know, just real simple question. Or just a simple request. This one is, if you want a big dick, male for women. My body's average. My height's 5'11", 180 centimeters for you Europeans out there.
Is that the size of your dick?
Yeah, we'll go with that. I mean, that's what I'm advertising right here, you know? My status is single this week, for now. I smoke daily. Like, smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. I was in that track. My age, 35. Check this out. What the fuck?
Oh, just read it like it's written.
What the fuck did I do? How much did I have to drink when I wrote this? How much did I smoke?
Did the guy who wrote mine write yours as well?
Apparently so. I'm look for to have some good sex or whatever. I would put a picture up, but I don't know how to do that. I'm new at this. No period whatsoever at that.
Well, I mean, Velvet, you've been doing this for a long time. I mean,
I must have been smoked out of my mind that night. All right, so let me try again. Let me do this. Let me try another one. This one, you won't even read this. This was mail for women at the Beaumont.
Okay.
Ladies, you need someone to talk to. I'm your guy. Or any other favors you may want, you may desire, if the old hubby can't do something you've been wanting. Any age, any size, whoever needs a helping hand, or enjoy a good blow pop with winky face. Email me something different so I know you're not a sex robot ads. I do like sex robots, but not the particular ones that just send me weird websites that clog up my computer.
What's a good blow pop?
Why don't you come over here, Jeremy, and find out?
Whoa.
Let's just say it ain't strawberry.
Is it
grape? Well, it could be if I eat a bunch of them, but, you know, you can find out.
Is it grape?
That's awkward.
How many licks does it take till you get to the center of a... Oh, little Kim for you. You down?
Can we end this?
Yeah, we're done.
All right, baby. Happy holidays to you and yours, Velvet Jones.
Kev, you back?
Conversation.
Damn it.
It is.
Okay, so before we go on with the show, I will say this. We're about to talk about Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Rouge One.
If you've not seen Rogue One yet, do not listen for the next 5 to 10 minutes, okay? Spoilers.
The thing is, I mean, we could talk, I guess, scenes, but the funny thing is, it's like saying spoilers for Titanic. It's like you knew what was going to happen. This takes place between 3 and 4.
I know, but people still will be pissed off, so we have to put it out there.
There's obviously, you know, the general story of them going to steal the Death Star plans, but it doesn't mean you know how they're going to do it, what's going to happen to them when they do it, what's going to happen to them after they do it, who's going to show up, who's not going to show up, what cameos there are, who they brought back from the dead, all that fun stuff.
I can't believe that they got that many fucking Bothans in that scene. I mean, so many died. So many.
So, spoiler alert, listening, I don't know what the fuck a Bothan is.
Wrong Death Star plans.
Oh, yeah.
That's Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah, they did that. Return of the Jedi, wasn't it? Yeah. Hold on. So, Rogue One made $155 million in its first week.
Seems legit.
And... we can.
Spoiler cast over.
Done. All right, moving on. We've already talked a lot about it. You guys, would you rank this really high on your Star Wars list? Like, if you obviously this makes everybody rearrange their Star Wars list. Where does it land with you guys?
Ooh, it's a tough one, man, because it was really good.
Oh, man, I would go right off the top of my head. Still, number one, Empire. Number two, Rogue One. Number three, Return of the Jedi. Four, New Hope. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And then five would be Force Awakens. And then I'm not even going to include that new trilogy. Fuck that noise.
You put Force Awakens below like a New Hope?
Really?
Yeah, I like New Hope better than Force Awakens. Just because, I mean, nostalgia factor. I grew up watching that, you know?
Yeah, like, I would say the same thing, but I think that I like Force Awakens better because the pacing in A New Hope is so fucking slow. Like, the movie, you can tell it in 30 minutes, like, just bit, like how thin the plot is for that entire movie that's like 2 hours long. It's super fucking short.
Truth.
Okay, maybe that's nostalgic rating it then.
Doug, where are you going to put yours, or do you need more time? You're drinking coffee. Okay, I'll put mine.
I would say Empire Strikes Back, Rogue One, Episode 7, Episode 5, 6, Episode 4, and then 3, 2, 1. No, yes. 3, 1, 2, I don't know. 1 and 2, just gone.
Listen, 7, 14, 12, 3, 1, 2, yeah, sounds good.
4, 8, 15, 16.
Man, 22 is really good, but I can't really, I don't know if it was better than 21. That's a tough one. That's us in 20 years.
I was gonna say.
For me, I've bounced it around a little bit. So obviously Empire. Then I'd probably go Rogue One, and then I'm gonna go Force Awakens, Return of the Jedi, A New Hope, and then prequels.
So sounds like we're all pretty much the same.
Except for Kevin.
Except for Kev, who put like episode 7 farther down the list, idiot.
What?
So based on this movie, there's a lot of people who came out and was like, I want more Vader. I want more Vader. I want a Vader movie. But I will not be the popular vote in that one, because I say that Vader works in very small doses. I don't think he works as a full movie, like just running through killing motherfuckers. I think that his whole mythology is built upon what we have imagined as what Darth Vader is. And when they give you small pockets of it, and it brings that to reality, and then you're just like, holy fuck, like this guy is a monster.
And I will say this. There's one thing that I've always, even before, I would say this movie definitely changes my opinion of him. You know, he's been I don't know how to put like the exact terminology, but the scariest movie villain of all time.
Right.
Like he's up there. He is like one of the most intimidating movie villains, which he is. He's very intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, just based on the 4, 5, and 6, meh.
Yeah, you don't get to see his, you know, because there's no Jedi left. There's only one left. So who's he gonna fucking battle? And then he's already at the right hand of the Emperor. He's like taking that position of, he's already at old age. So he's like, yeah, you know, I'm fucking just, you know, I'm just chilling at this point.
I don't know. Like, I don't want to see necessarily a movie of him either, because I feel like we did that already, and that was called Episodes 1, 2, and 3. Which, exactly. But. I would like to see him whoop some more ass, because and like it was nice seeing in this movie, because again, based on the 4, 5, and 6, I don't feel that he was like this like scary and imposing threat. I mean, he didn't blow up Alderaan. That was Grand Moff Tarkin. Fuck that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I mean, it's not until really episode 3 that you see him kill the youngling. So before you even know that even happened, like, what did he do? He stormed a ship. He choked a guy to death, which is pretty badass. But like, you see other people do that sort of stuff. So it's not, the Emperor shows up and like fucking force lightning some people. Like, that's terrifying. Fuck. Like, I don't know.
I think that is more or less the, because of who he was, and there has never been something like that on screen before. So it just built up its own mythology in like this whole idea of what a villain is. And like up to that point, it's just like no one was a badass motherfucker like Vader at the time, you know?
I agree. And so it was nice to see in Rogue One when he finally gets his moment. One of the best fucking scenes of the movie, and one of the best fucking scenes of Vader ever. Mm-hmm. Like, just the darkness and then just the lightsaber on. And like, you're like, oh shit. Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
These fools dead. And you get to see that. Like, that was in fucking insane. I would like to see more. I don't know if I want it in another movie or whatever. I agree with you. It works great for the scary, intimidating presence of just like,
and I think
tidbits. There's a little bit here in movies and stuff. But like, did you play Force Unleashed?
Yes.
Like, the very first time you play, that you set foot in that game, you are fucking, you're Vader.
Yeah.
And right, you are storming through at a, you know, pretty slow pace, but very intimidating, like picking up stormtroopers and just launching them through trees and buildings and shit. That was dope. I want to see a little bit more of that in the movies. I just want to see a little bit more of that. I mean, I guess I could do it in Rebels and video games and stuff, but like that's the Vader that to me is intimidating. I don't feel like a casual moviegoer has experienced the true terrifyingness of Darth
Vader. Yes, a casual definitely has not. But I think that what they did with the lightsaber and what the Force in this movie is the same that they did the principles from the original, where they showed him in one scene, they mentioned him in another, and they built him up to that point. I think that if you overuse it, and I think if you have him too much in the film, then it loses that mystique. It loses that kind of that villainous kind of side, because you're just like used to it, and you get, you know, and you're just like, okay, we've seen it before. You know, he's gonna go nuts on people. But when you get those little pockets, you just go, fuck me, like, holy shit. And that builds that up more for you. And that's kind of like, that's why I'd be afraid to see more of him in a movie.
Yeah. See that.
But
I mean, and once again, you don't want to, you know, you guys are saying it, you don't want to oversaturate it, you know? It's, and especially what are we going to see of him? You know, it's, I don't know. I like the scenes he was in this movie made him seem fucking way cooler, you know? I mean, it was just enough. So
I guess there was also a pre-release comic with Vader in it that has him going fucking apeshit as well, and that like is tells a little more backstory and stuff like that to
well, he's got his Vader comic that's been going on for the past few years. Mm-hmm. I got one in one of our not loot crates but the Star Wars crate. I haven't read it yet because it's, you know, it's in the plastic. I'm like, I ain't opening that. Yeah. It's in that plastic. That's an alt cover. Like, no, I'm good. I don't know. I've noticed people that are really enjoying a lot of the new Star Wars Marvel comics. So,
let's see. So the film overall. Did you guys have any favorite characters? What did you think overall of the film? Obviously, it's a 5 out of 5.
K2SO. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's yep. Awesome. Yeah. Like,
K2SO was fantastic.
It was so funny, and I think at the very there was a it must have been during the movie. I think he said something, and I think I leaned over and I was like, was that PN15? Like,
yeah,
like that was something that he would have said, right? Like that. It's like he's the cleaner version of him. I feel that way. It's just he's the family friendly version of PN15.
Well, that's for sure.
Because if he could say fuck ass, he most definitely would have called somebody a fuck ass.
Yeah. And that was voiced by Alan Tudyk, which I didn't know until I saw the credits. And Alan Tudyk is amazing, also known as Wash from Firefly.
One of my other favorite character other than K2SO is, I'm going to fuck up his name. Is it Chirrut or Chirrut?
I think it's Chirrut. I don't know.
Chirrut.
Chirrut.
Donnie Yen played him, and he was kind of like a half force user. He was a protector of the Jedi temple, and just fucking awesome, man. Like his scenes, I felt the most for him because it felt, you know, he had a buddy, Baze, and they were, you know, they're like best friends. They were guarding this temple. This holy place where the Jedi, you know, it was a main Jedi temple, and just their interactions, and then his faith in the Force when he's just like walking through like all this gunfire, and he's just like, what was his tagline? He was like, "The Force is with me. I am one with the Force. The Force is with me. I am one with the Force."
Yeah, and that became like the quote of the movie, really.
Just fucking awesome. Just awesome. I loved it so much.
Yep.
Kev, did you have any favorite characters?
I mean, it was definitely the robot, dude. He was so good. I mean, there was like, I thought everyone did a great job, but yeah, every moment in that, I think every scene he was in, he killed it. And I thought the same thing. I was like, PN15, totally.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Such a smart ass. He was great.
Jin, I am with you also. Because Cassian told me I had to be.
Yeah.
So fucking funny. We're like, aw.
It's fantastic.
Asshole.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like the way he was designed too. He reminded me a lot of for the Fallout fans. He looked a lot like a smaller, like a sizable version of Liberty Prime, which is one of the huge robots in Fallout 3, and then also in Fallout 4. So I thought that was cool too.
Link just said in chat, when they put a bag over the blind dude, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm blind.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fantastic. This is something I definitely want to see again in the theater. Yeah. And without giving away. Huh?
His partner with him, by the way. They made a great pair. Like, I loved him. Like, his, I can't remember his name, but yeah, fantastic pair.
It was great. One thing that I found weird. Huh?
Yeah. I was the one part where he was like, but I think it's when they land at the wherever the engineers, wherever Mads Mikkelsen character is, and they go to like rescue him, and like Cassian's supposed to kill him or whatever.
Yeah.
But then like a troop like gets off the ship, and he says, I forget what he says, and the dude's like, Like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, the force is with me. And he's like, but what if it's, I don't remember exactly what he says, but he's like, well, I know you'll be there. And he's like, fuck.
Yeah. And he gets out.
And like, gets out. Which is really funny. Just that, like, you son of a bitch. Like, okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. I got to make sure the blind guy's all right. Mm-hmm. And then he fucking shoots down a TIE fighter. Like,
for real. Like a boss.
Yeah. He, like, I don't know what he does. He's like, let me test the air real quick. Boom. Like, what?
Yeah, sick. With that cane. The cane that turns into like a crossbow type thing.
That
so
shit
cool.
Was awesome. That was so dope. The only gripe that I have with the movie is that the way that they had to explain everyone's backgrounds, they jumped from planet to planet so fast. Like, they were just really quick fucking cuts. And it wouldn't be so bad if they spent a little more time, but it was just like 2 minutes, poof, 2 minutes, poof, 2 minutes, poof. And I was just like, fuck, is this the way the movie's going to be cut? Because it feels like a different movie in the beginning than it does in the middle or the end.
Yeah.
This had to introduce us to a bunch of new planets and like all the different places. Because otherwise, I don't know, I feel like you wouldn't. People would be like, wait, this is the same place?
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. Yeah, I definitely understand that.
Although they did not give us a name for wherever Vader is, and like, well, it kind of looked like Mustafar. I don't think it is, but it'd be crazy if it was. But where the fuck was he? Maybe that's in a comic somewhere or a book. But like, where was that temple at? Like,
it was Mustafar. Yeah, it was Mustafar. They had I was reading an article actually today about it. And
why didn't they just fucking put Mustafar on there like they did in the other fucking movie? Other planet.
I have no idea, but yeah, they said that was totally it. So I have to find the article for you so you can read it. It went really in depth about that whole scene. So I don't understand this. Felicity Jones has a sequel option in her Rogue One contract.
If you read exactly what it is, it's not necessarily a sequel. It's like if they decide to use her character in another movie, she'll be in it. Kind of like how Charlie Cox in his thing says, if we decide to use Daredevil in another movie or in a movie, you will be Daredevil.
I see. So it's just a security kind of thing.
That's good. Keep her attached, you know, because she did a great job too, man. She was fantastic.
She was great. And you know, I couldn't believe how much that we didn't see. Like, I for movies nowadays, I don't look at all the trailers because I want to be surprised. Mm-hmm. And I used to watch everything that I could, and by the time I get to the movie, it's just like, okay, well, I've seen half the movie now. I barely saw any footage from that fucking from that film. From the trailers, like, you remember the scene where she's like, we're rebels, we rebel, like all that shit. I was like, I was waiting for a speech from her.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. And I was just like, holy shit, they must have filmed so much. And obviously they did reshoots, but mm-hmm. And then we had the scene where the stormtroopers are marching through the water with the AT-ATs. That wasn't there. So it was just really surprising of how much that you could watch with the commercials and still get a full experience at the theater, which was a lot of fun.
The space battles were bonkers in this movie. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. it became when they get to whatever that fucking planet is, it becomes like a straight up like war movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, there's like beachfront assaults, and then there's like space combat going on, and then they're inside doing their thing, like fighting people. Dope. It was so good.
And then go ahead, Kev.
Oh no, I was gonna say about the war scenes too. Did you guys know about that they actually reused footage from like unused footage from the first like episode 4 from Star Wars? That was amazing. And I didn't even notice. I have to go back and see because I would like to see which scenes were used.
It was the pilots and stuff, and like you'll recognize the pilots that are there because they're in episode 4 also. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, like the red leader standing by, like it's like those pilots and those shots where they like they took them like that they filmed them in these cockpits, and then we're just like, cool, into the new movie.
Yeah.
It's like they restored it and they just dropped him in. It was,
and it looked seamless. I mean, it was the continuity of this whole movie was unbelievable. Like I said, the haircuts, the 70s porn stashes, like it looked the part. Like it would, if you, you know, once it comes out on Blu-ray or whatever, and you watch 3 to Rogue One to 4, like it probably wouldn't even look that different besides obviously film grade. But other than that, man, set pieces and everything look amazing.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
The CGI, the recreation of Tarkin, and of course, Leia, Tarkin. Phenomenal.
Leia's, I felt, looked a little, I don't want to say rushed. I felt that obviously Tarkin's, I probably spent more time on because of how much he was on the screen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they had an actor, I think his name was Guy Henry. I think it was his name. It's the one that he stood in and, like, did the lines. And, like, I'm assuming he probably had, like, the dots on his face sort of stuff. So it's like there is a person there, but they just the face on, which was bonkers because it looks so good. And it was just like, I had heard literally that day. One of my coworkers was like, oh, Peter, you know, apparently somehow Peter Cushing's in the movie. Like, what? That fool died in, like, 94. Like, like, what? And they're like, I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, a bit part or something, but apparently he's in it. I'm like, okay, cool. So when you see him the first time, you see the back of his head, and you see him walk up to the window, and you see his reflection. I was like, oh, okay, so cool. That's how they're going to do it. And then he's just like, what? What?
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. And then it's that, like, that mind fuck where you're like, that he is there. No, that's CG. Oh, my God. He's there. No, it's CG. Like, isn't your brain is telling you, like, this is wrong. Like, something's not right. You can't quite place what it is, but you're like, maybe it's because I'm like, you're dead.
Isn't it scary? So isn't it scary how good that shit is now? Like, we can revive actors from the dead to play roles in films. Like, it's incredibly amazing. But at the same time, it's scary as shit because it's just like we could never lose an actor. Like, an actor could never grow old if we really wanted them to, you know?
Listen, all I'm saying is, like, if this is what they decided to do with Han Solo, we're fucking set.
Yeah, maybe they didn't even... maybe they're not even going to... They just casted him for his body, not for his face.
No, and, like, his body and his hair, and then they'll just slap on... Like, his face was close enough. So I was like, do some like slight CG work, make him look a little more like Harrison Ford. Hey man, they did something similar to what's his face, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, when he was in that movie with Looper. When he was, they made him look more like a younger, whatever his name is,
Bruce Willis.
Thank you.
Yeah, they did a lot of makeup though for that as well. I don't know if they used it. Did they use any CGI in that one?
I'm sure they probably used some, but yeah, it was mostly makeup.
But okay, we got a lot of shit to get through. Let's tidy this one up with a bow. Let's give a review score, I guess. Even though it wasn't an official review, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, easily 5 out of 5.
Yeah,
I mean,
perfect.
It was like I said, even as a standalone film, great war film, just great sci-fi action. I mean, even if someone who's never seen Star Wars wanted to start there, it might be a little confusing, but still on its own, great, great war movie, lots of action, a lot of great story.
Yeah, I never thought Disney would allow a war movie to happen under the Star Wars tentpole, and it did, and I'm glad that it was successful so we could get more of it.
Yes. So,
okay, let's move on real quick. We got a new DuckTales coming.
Yes!
And are you guys going to have time to watch this? Like, I know everyone's excited. No. But they're
probably
just,
not, but I want to.
Fuck. They've got some pretty big fucking names on here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
David Tennant. And,
David Tennant is Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck his last name.
Danny Pudi.
I was going to say that. And I was going to get it right. Ben Schwartz and Bobby.
Nope, you got it wrong.
No, that's Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz. No,
shut the fuck up. And Bobby from Saturday Night Live.
Bobby.
Moynihan.
Bobby.
Oh, God damn it. You just doesn't let him do it.
I didn't want to waste
also
an hour.
Beck Bennett as Launchpad McQuack, which is awesome.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. I'll probably check out a first episode, although it may screw with my mind a little bit because of the fact that I still have a memory of what they used to sound like in there. And so when I see this new version, it's going to be like, they didn't sound... obviously, they'll have some audio fucking enhancements and all that shit, but
Right, right. Well, I mean, you could always go back and play the DuckTales game, the remake from
I have it. I've played a couple levels.
So good.
It is.
And they actually got all the voice actors to come back and do that. That was before Alan Young passed, like he did that. So you got your original Scrooge on there.
Let's see. Ben Affleck's Batman movie is going to It's going to start in the spring. So it's going to start shooting.
At least it gave us some heads up.
It is confirmed for 2018 release. He's still writing it. I'm excited for this. I can't fucking wait. I hope that he does it justice. I mean, he's a huge Batman fan, so I think he will. And I can't complain for more Batman movies. Especially if Deathstroke's going to be the main villain.
So. Yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry, I'm looking up there. They have their list of movies when they come out. It's like Wonder Woman, June 2nd. Justice League, November 17th. The Flash, March 16th of 2018.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I'm going to call some giant-ass bullshit on that. You ain't fucking director.
I'm going to say...
It says pre-production.
Yeah. I'm going to say that's going to be pushed to like 2019, and I bet you Shazam or Justice League 2 is going to get pushed up.
Mm-hmm. Why is Green Lantern so 2020? Like, I mean, that's... I know 3 years away, but like...
Because they...
They recast or are they going to give it back to Ryan Reynolds?
Stop it, Kevin.
I would be surprised. It's DC. They recast everybody.
They're going to recast.
Is that a serious question?
Well, if they're going to recast, they should have like Jon Stewart or something like that. They should have like a newer, I don't know.
What? Are you trolling right now, you asshole?
Have you been on the show for the last, like, 2 years?
Yeah, but I drone out a lot. Come on. Who's it going to be then?
I'm moving on. I'm not giving you this, Kevin. I'm not doing this with you. I
haven't announced the casting for anybody.
We're not doing this with you. We know what you're doing.
I legitimately didn't know, actually. I was out of it.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Why would they give it back to him? That movie was terrible.
But he was I don't know. I really didn't see it, so I don't know if he was a great Green Lantern or not. I don't know enough about the universe to really care enough about it.
It bombed. That movie bombed.
Do you think it was his fault?
No. Yeah, it was the fault of everybody.
To him.
That movie sucked.
I thought that he played a great Hal Jordan.
Yeah.
And a fun, like, he's that snarky, you know. It was a perfect casting. It was a shit movie, though. Like, that was the proof that, like, no matter how good your casting is, mm-hmm. like, you can still fuck a movie. And it's a shame that it did. But, hey, at least we got Deadpool out of it.
This is true. Okay. So, if you guys are in the Los Angeles area coming up, this is just an announcement. January, and it's a WTF announcement. January 13th through the 29th, you can make your way... You can make your way to, where is the street this is on? Anywhere, somewhere. They're going to do a whole video store filled with 14,000 copies of Jerry Maguire VHS tapes. Why?
Because they want you to show them the money.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Okay. I really don't.
I guess they're doing it like all proceeds will benefit the EIT's lifelong mission to construct a permanent Jerry pyramid in the desert where all Jerrys will live forever.
Sounds like something out of Rick and Morty with all the Jerrys, the different Jerrys.
I actually could I could get on board with this. I can support this. I'd go to a pyramid with nothing but Jerry Maguire VHS tapes. Huh, guys?
All right. I mean, it was an all right movie, I guess. Do it.
No cares given.
No.
All right, we'll get into gaming before we head on out. Doug wants to take a nap. I can see it in his eyes.
I'm out of coffee. Guys, this is an emergency. It's empty.
Twitch is going to bring Periscope style in real life live streaming to mobile next year. So instead of improving their goddamn website and doing that shit, they're just going to add a new feature, which is awesome. Good job, guys.
Well, I mean, it's not really a new feature if you think about it. I mean, for that mobile app, yes, but that's a different development team. But like, yeah, oh, instead of being creative or playing a game, you just select IRL and then you just do shit. Like, so it's not really a new feature. That really took a lot of work. They just added an option to the drop-down menu.
And
yeah,
they had to, they had to allow the camera to be used.
They had to, again, the web development or the app development.
I'm just saying.
That's a different team.
How do you know?
You can't be like, oh, because that's how websites work, Jerry. You don't have one team do everything, especially when you're Twitch and you're a multi-million-dollar like industry. You don't have one fucking team do everything.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Do you work there?
Okay. I do, actually.
I just, I would, I don't know. Maybe it's because of the fact that I'm hating on it because I don't see the fucking point. But whatever. I mean, I don't know. We have Snapchat.
Because they want more people to use their service. So now if they allow you not to game or to eat or to be creative, but now you can just do whatever the fuck. Maybe they think.
I don't even have to be creative anymore.
I can just sit and take a nap.
Pretty much.
Sleepcast. Let's do it.
Like
if you're trying to find the in-between streaming option of like gaming or fucking, they want that group, like just the people that are doing everything.
Gaming and fucking is coming up.
Gaming and fucking, that'll be a difference. Well, I mean, you can probably game and fuck on
it's not allowed.
Gaming and fucking coming 2020.
You can't. It's a violation of their terms of service.
Of Twitch's, right? But I don't know about like Chatterbait.
Chatterbait?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can.
No gaming on Chatterbait.
That's very possible.
They kick you out for gaming. They only want tits.
And tits are,
and
that's their terms of service. Tits are GTFO.
here's another thing that I'm going to be angry about.
Oh, Ann said she's going to live stream herself crying. Oh,
damn.
Another satisfied customer.
For real. Ark is putting out a new game.
Hey, Jeremy, are you excited about that?
It's a virtual reality experience where you get to explore and encounter over 100 creatures from the world of Ark.
So it's Pokemon Snap, but Ark.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. So, hey, great job. Now you can do it in vehicles and you can get on it. Can they fucking finish a game first? This is game number two now, before even officially finishing the first game.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's cool. It's going to be an early access for a while. Just give it some chance.
It's going to be an early access for the next 15 years. They're going to be able to really implement all the changes that they wanted to. It's going to
really
be great.
It's really funny how salty you get about a game that you don't even fucking play. Damn. Like, this has literally no effect on you or anything. In fact, the people that do play the game actually prefer it to be in early access because it allows them to continue to fix and build the game.
They can still do that post-game. Like, every company does this.
Then you have people that are bitching about how, like, well, they should have waited until the game was fucking finished before they put the release date on it.
Welcome to gaming.
About this.
Welcome to gaming in 2016 where no game is shipped finished and everything gets fixed post-game and shit added all the time. It's called DLC.
Or you just have a game that is completely finished. It's a finished game that all they do is go in and add more dinosaurs.
Then it's a finished game. Then take it out of early release or early access.
Then you
the
have
fuck
these
it is.
People that'll bitch and moan about it. Not,
they're gonna
no,
bitch and moan about
you don't
it
have
anyways.
The stuff in it.
Well, then they got people like me who are still bitching and moaning that it's in early access.
Right, which it doesn't matter because it doesn't affect you.
So
you
what you're saying is that there's just gonna be bitching and moaning no matter what. So they might as well just release it.
From you specifically, because like it doesn't matter. They don't give a shit what you think because you don't fucking play their game.
I've booted it once this year.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Gears.
Final Fantasy and their fucking trees. Every time I get into a fight in Final Fantasy 15, a tree pops up like a fucking Bob Ross wet dream and blocks my camera.
Can't
see shit.
Listen, they're gonna take that game back, and they're gonna put it in early access, and you're gonna be they're gonna fix that.
You think they put early access on the box? Final Fantasy 1 day negative access.
It's shipped. Day negative it's like one. They're like, hey, we went gold on the pre-release on the early access. Oh shit!
I mean, they're still adding scenes. They were saying there's a patch coming out to add add scenes to like chapter 13. So it's like, I kind of don't want to play chapter 13 until it gets patched now.
Well, you're still
just,
on like,
is it just more cutscenes from the movie that they apparently put in the game?
They put a lot of those in there. That was pretty funny. I don't know. They said, because I guess
it's chapter too 13, hard.
No, they didn't say it was too hard. They just said it was too strenuous to get through. Not hard, but like,
it what was do just... you think strenuous means?
Okay. It was. Okay, not strenuous. God damn it. I'm looking for the right word for it. It's a chapter that drags on that doesn't need to drag on. How about that? Does that make more sense?
Sure.
I don't understand the English language.
It's a waste of time.
So they're going to patch it.
Yeah.
Oh, let's.
I just logged into Steam. Did you know that there's a winter update for Planet Coaster, Jer?
I did. I can't wait to play it.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Like, they put up a whole bunch of shit in that game already. They put, there's new rides, and there's new, like, snow options and all this other shit. It's gonna be awesome. Let's see. So this is really big news. Like, real, real big news. The MLB and Disney have picked up League of Legends streaming rights. If you didn't think that if Major League Gaming wasn't going mainstream, like, you were sorely mistaken. Like, this is big when the big companies start paying attention and actually make moves like this. They're paying, I don't know, I think Riot Games they made $300 million for these streaming rights. That's fucking lot of money.
That's nothing for them. That's a drop in the bucket.
Well, I know, they for made them, billions, that's, you know, League that's of Legends. Whatever. But let's see. ESPN was set to invest hundreds of millions to pick up the gaming rights when the deal appeared about to be streaming. Rather, broadcast ESPN is owned by Disney, so of course, like, they've got streaming rights anyway. So I wonder why the MLB decided to do that.
Probably so they can start. I mean, I'm assuming just getting more teams, like maybe trying to start an alternate league of sorts.
Yeah, maybe the execs behind the MLB are planning on trying to structure it for like city based play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a team in every city.
Probably. If there was let's say like Overwatch or something. Because I don't give a shit about League of Legends. But if there was, like, an Overwatch, like, something like this,
mm-hmm.
and they had, like, a city team, would you just immediately root for your city's team? Is that, I don't know, like, I feel like that's something to be hard to get behind.
What do you mean? Like, I think, if I heard the news, it'd be laughable to me, and I'd be like, come the fuck on. But I'd be like, Doug, let's go check it out. And then when we got there, and then we'd be like, oh shit, this is a lot of fun. Okay, I'm into this. And then we'd root for the team. But other than that, I don't know how you get behind. I don't know. I still, like, I've tried to watch these tournaments online and there's nothing exciting. Maybe it's because I don't know these people and I'm not invested like everyone else is. Like, I don't know these teams. And to me, I can't get past the fact of just thinking them as a gamer and not a pro gamer. You know, like, I don't know. It's that weird thing, and I know it's real shitty to think about it this way, but like with a pro athlete, you train and you train your whole life and you go through college and you get drafted by a pro team to play with all these other pro people, as to where these guys, they spent hours playing it at home and then it's just like they formed a team on their own, and I don't view it the same way. And maybe that's what the MLB will change. Maybe it will be a draft put in place where these people coming up, you know, a game gets released, it goes pro, and then, you know, these teams get picked based on ranked and they go through a draft system. I don't know. And maybe this way we do look at them as professionals, but I know the casual people, it's difficult for them to look at it as anything but just, you know, people who are gamers.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I watch a lot of Twitch and stuff, you know, so like I watch a lot of people game, but I don't necessarily watch a lot of people play like Overwatch and stuff. I don't know. In the chat they're like, Overwatch League is coming. We've talked about it before. We talked about an Overwatch League a couple months ago. I remember talking about it because we said the same thing, kind of the same question, like, okay, so if Kansas City gets a team, Kevin, are you going to root for them, or are you just going to be like, I don't
know. I'm going to fucking join them.
Well, yeah.
Probably not. I'm not very good at Overwatch, but.
Is it something you care about? I don't know if it's something that I'm. That's the thing. It's like, again, I watch a lot of people play games, so I don't necessarily watch a lot of people play Overwatch. I don't know.
So let me ask you this. Would you pay money to go to a stadium to watch someone play video games professionally?
I don't know. It's tough. Yes. You would?
Here's the thing. I would say yes, because I would like to support that. I mean, once again, this is a whole new venture. This could either, you know, do amazing or fall flat on its face. I would rather see a video game league selling out stadiums and just, you know, seeing, like, once again, kind of recruiting more and more people into video gaming, making it more of a major thing, more than it is already. I would support that 100%. I'd go to games. I don't know if I'd go, like, you know, every single game, but I would at least give it a try to watch people play Overwatch in a stadium or something like that. I think it would be a great time. There'd be a lot of like excitement, you know, people just kind of being there. I think it would be great. And plus, again, once again, it would bring a lot of people into the gaming world. And once again, you get more people in the gaming world, you're going to get more quality stuff.
Maybe.
So I have one other question. Do you think that it's better off to be like tournament style elimination? When you go to these arenas, like if you pay to go, say they're kind of like the UFC where it's once a month, it's a pay-per-view event, it's tournament style, people get eliminated, you go down to number one, and the number one person's the champion, they get the crown for the month, you know. Mm-hmm. Or is it set up like a season where once a week or twice a week, or like the NBA season, there's 120 matches a year, and you go around, you fly around the country, and you play them once or twice a week or three times a week. There's home field advantage and all that. And then at the end of the season, whoever has the best records gets to go into the playoffs.
Oh, man. It's hard to say because there are leagues like that where, like, Smite has their seasons and they play, like, Wednesday through Sunday. But I don't know how they do it. I'm sure it's just probably everyone from their homes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would – I think – you should dip in, like starting, dip your toe, going UFC style, once a month tournament. That being said, that would probably be the best way just to introduce people to it. And if there is such a high demand to where you think people are actually going to pay money, like a sporting event, like a, you know, baseball or hockey or anything where they would get season tickets, uh-huh, then that's another story.
Doug, would you pay to go see one of these? Like, would you just pay to go to just check it out?
I don't know. I it'd probably be fun to go to based on kind of like what Ant says. It's pretty exciting being in a crowd of people watching a game and cheering for it. I mean, that's true about anything. You go to a baseball game, go to a soccer game, you go to a football, basketball. Anyway, any of that stuff, you may find it boring to watch on TV or something, but you go to the game and it's different.
The energy.
Yeah, it's infectious. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's probably very much the same here. My complaint is that, like, In the photo in the article, like, you see, like, it's got the Jumbotron, the four big screens, so you can see the gameplay and stuff.
Right.
But I like watching the game more than the people. You know what I mean? Like, and for stuff like this, the competition stuff.
Right.
You know, that's why, like, when I stream, like, I have my camera on, but I'm always, like, in the corner tiny. Like, because people are here to watch the game, not necessarily watch me. And that's how I feel about this, too, where it's like, I want to watch that. And if I can watch that at home, I'm going to watch that at home.
Because it's, you know, just, I mean? Because you're just looking at a screen anyways.
Yeah. And I can just watch the game and not, like, necessarily need to be around the 50,000 people that are also there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's tough. Because I can see where it could be fun, but I can also see where, well, I just watch this at home.
You know what
Twitch
would be really fucking dope, though? Is if Microsoft got involved and did the HoloLens, and, like, you put them on in the crowd, and then that arena becomes 3D and you actually watch the game 3D style, like, you know, they're in a 3D space. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
That'd be badass, but I get what you're saying, because in that picture, yeah, they're just showing the map on the arena floor. Mm-hmm. And then you got to look up, you're like, oh, let me see the screen. So I guess you could probably watch your tablet as well if you're in the front row. I don't see the I don't see if you're in the front row, you're fucked for this kind of thing.
Like, I don't know what are you watching? Like what are you watching at that point?
Like you gotta be up high in order to catch that stream.
You gotta get high to watch that.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on like the floor, like the lights on the floor, kind of is it like the map? Like what's happening?
Yeah, that's the map.
I was just saying.
Yeah. Those are the lanes. So it has the map with the lanes, and then it has where the characters are at. And then it has the bonuses. It looks like on the right. So I guess just the mini map is on the floor.
Like that's kind of cool. But why not just turn that into a giant fucking screen then for everybody?
Exactly.
People on the front. I mean, I don't know. And it's what are you watching? If you can't see the screen, or if the screen's too small, or if I'm in this seat where this fucking photo's taken, I can't fucking see that.
And then the point of. Like there's this big ass shield around the entire team, so you can't see the team playing the game unless you're on the direct side of it. So it's kind of that's kind of strange too. I don't know. There's a lot to work out with this kind of stuff. Who knows what the future holds? I know a lot of people are into it. Korea has like fucking a stadium with 5 gajillion people that can fit into it for these tournaments. So. That's our show, everybody. You got an extra long show tonight. I hope that you enjoyed it. We had a lot to talk about, so.
Yeah. And next week, it's no news. We're just going to be doing our top fives.
Yeah, it's the last show of the year. It is episode 199. We're going to do our top fives, and we'll bring all that to you, and hopefully there'll be some great discussions about it. And we'll probably get pissed off at one another for at least one selection that's on the list.
We should hide our selections from each other and then just like pop it out.
Yeah.
Because I think last year we like had them already in place.
Yeah. And we saw everybody's list. So yeah, I think that's a good
and then
idea.
We got inspired and shit like that. And we changed our shit.
I remember on a few occasions. Oh yeah. I fucking forgot about that one.
Yeah. But there's a good point. I mean, like there is but sometimes you do forget about stuff because it's been a long, and in this case, it's been a long, miserable year. So.
Just in death wise or.
Yeah, I mean,
in movie wise,
top five deaths.
Oh. Top five deaths of 2016.
Oh fuck! Add it to the list.
That's fucked up list.
Add it to the list.
If you guys have any lists you want us to go over too, why don't you comment on our Facebook, send us a message on Twitter, just all that stuff. Let us know if there's a category you think we should cover next week's show.
Yeah, because we're doing movies, TV, video games,
deaths.
Now we're
top five deaths.
Rain says that was the first 8-bit show I was ever exposed to.
Well,
happy 1 year, Rain.
Yeah,
man.
And somehow
still here
and now part of the network, so that's fucking weird.
See, your dreams can come true, folks. If you're a fan of the show and you want your own show on the network, all you gotta do is bug us enough.
Top five greatest rappers.
And says your top five favorite ants.
So obviously she means hashtags.
So I thought she meant like fire ants, wood ants,
black ants,
carpenter ants.
All right, let's get out of here.
Right. Let's do it.
I'm Bye, Jeremy, guys.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And we'll see you next time. Hugs, love, and all that bullshit.